has become of the Muslims. The Muslims today are in a state of misguidance. They live in the second period of ignorance, the ignorance of the 20th century. Even those among them who practice religion limit their efforts to the superficial without reaching its essence. There is no way for them to escape this disgrace except through the path of Muhammad. As we present this path to them in this booklet and call them to it, we also warn them of the consequences of delaying their adoption of it. Furthermore, beyond the Muslims and after the Muslims, we offer this path to all of humanity, for there is no other way to achieve perfect liberation and complete civilization. For this reason, the dedication of this booklet reads, "To those who seek Allah knowingly, and to those who turn away from Him unknowingly, for there is no escaping Allah." The Return. Allah Almighty says, "It is He who sent His Messenger with guidance and the religion of truth to manifest it over all religions. And sufficient is Allah as witness." Chapter 48, verse 28. Islam has yet to prevail over all other religions, but its emergence as a dominant force lies ahead. This is a promise that cannot be denied. The Prophet said, "Islam began as something strange, and it will return to being strange as it began. So, blessed are the strangers." When asked, "Who are the strangers, O Messenger of Allah?" he replied, "They are those who revive my Sunnah after it has been abandoned." The return of Islam is certain and beyond doubt. However, just as its emergence was accompanied by strangeness, so too will its return. This is because its revival will come through the rebirth of La ilaha illa Allah, there is no God but Allah, in its original strength and creative power within the hearts of men and women. There will be one key difference. The pillar of monotheism will reach a new pinnacle, higher than it was during the first emergence. This is dictated by the requirements of the present time and the pure grace of Allah as expressed in the verse. Every day He is bringing about a matter. Chapter 55, verse 29. To pave the way for this return, we have produced this booklet, The Path of Muhammad, and launched a call to it. For the same purpose, we have written this extended introduction to the third edition of this important booklet. Imitation without awareness or complete understanding is of little value. It can become a mechanical act, devoid of spirit, yielding nothing but effort and fatigue. For imitation to bear the desired fruit, it must stem from trust in the one being emulated, as well as confidence, reverence, veneration, and love for them.